Thank you very much. Thanks, everybody. Hello. Nice to be here. How are you doing?
Good.
Good, good. Nice to be here. I'm broke. Anybody else broke? You ever get so broke that the bank starts charging you money for not having enough money? That's fucking broke, man. Bank called me up, they're like, hi, we're calling because you don't have enough money. I'm like, I know. She's like, sir, you have insufficient funds. Well, that's a good way to put it, too. I agree with that. I find my funds to be grossly insufficient. Thanks for calling. Why are you mad at me? I don't understand what... How is this something I'm doing to you? She's like, sir, you only have $20. That's not enough. You can't only have $20. I'm like, look, I'm not being broke just to fuck with you. I just really don't have any money. I'm not trying to be a dick. I just, my life is shitty. What? So they charged me. They charged me $15. That's how much it costs to only have $20. But here's the fucked up part. Now I only have five. What did I pay the $15 for if I don't get to have the $20 that I paid to have? I paid the fucking money. Where's my 20 bucks? That's like going to the movies. You pay, buy your ticket, and they go, get the fuck out of here. Go home. But I paid for the movie. No, you paid for a ticket, motherfucker. You didn't pay for a movie. You ever have negative money? That's depressing, isn't it? You look in your bank account, negative $10. That's how much I have now. Negative 10. That means I don't even have no money now. I wish I did. I wish I didn't have anything. I wish I just had nothing, but I have less than that. I don't have none. I have not 10. If it's free, I can't fucking afford it. Somebody could come up to me, take this, it's free. Fuck, that costs nothing. I can't afford that. That's more than I have. I gotta raise 10 bucks to be broke. That's where I'm at. That's not good. That's bad. Apparently some of you are in the same fucking position. I'm glad you appreciate that story. Not everybody appreciates that story. I told that story about a week ago in Orange County, California, and all these rich motherfuckers looking at me with their boat tans and their golf shirts and penny loafers. They're all looking at me like, well, yeah. Like, you were financially irresponsible, you had to pay the price. I don't frankly see what you're angry about. The bank has a right to accrue a fee, clearly. That's how different it is to be rich than it is to be poor, because when you're rich, the bank pays you for being rich. If you have a lot of money, they give you money because you have a lot of money. They say, you have so much money that we should give you some. Because you have a lot, you should have more. Here, take more money. Take this guy's 15. Fuck him. You should have it. Makes perfect sense. He doesn't have enough. You have a lot. Fine, take it all, you motherfuckers. I don't give a shit. You ever get so broke it just becomes funny to you after a while? You're like, Jesus Christ! I have no fucking money! Jesus! People call you, hi, we're gonna turn off the... Yeah, fuck it! Turn it off, man! Turn it off! I don't give a shit! When can you make a payment? I ain't paying anything! What am I gonna fucking pay you with? I fucking sold the phone. I don't need it now. Damn it, man. Shit's brutal.
Good morning, podcast listeners, or afternoon, or whatever the hell you listen to this shit. Okay, let's get through this shit real quick. Who am I? I'm Sam. You have just tuned in to another thing of Just Talking with Sam podcast. Why should you listen? I don't even know anymore. I'm True Voice of Radio. Terrestrial Radio sucks. Cap Morgan's in the building. Okay, now that I got that shit out of the way, I need to let y'all in on something. This is not a normal podcast. I'm starting this podcast off with a fucking disclaimer. If you're having a good day and not in the mood for any hurtful rhetoric, turn this shit off right now. If you're not in the mood to hear some obvious racism, turn this shit off right now. If y'all out there playing my drinking game and y'all have to go drive somewhere, turn this shit off right now because you're not gonna make it. This is gonna be one of those angry podcasts right here. Mainly, if you heard the intro, I'm pretty sure you know why I'm angry. I'm fucking broke. And I'll tell you why I'm broke. Two words why I'm broke. His name is LeBron James. You fucking heard me right. LeBron James. I'm not broke because I betted on this motherfucker. I'm broke for not betting against him. I saw this shit fall down and somebody put 100 up to say that this motherfucker was gonna make the final round of the playoffs, and I knew in my soul he wasn't, but I didn't fucking bet him. Why I didn't bet him, I don't know. Maybe I took sympathy on him. I don't know what the fuck happened, but my lapse in judgment means I'm $100 shorter than what I had. I know. And I want to take out time for this podcast just to throw out something that should have been said probably 2 years and some change ago. If you listening, Boogie Down Dave Brown, you know who the fuck you is. I apologize. I'm sorry. LeBron James is not cracked up to be whatever the hype about LeBron James is just fucking hype. I like LeBron. I fucking hate the Cavs, but I like LeBron. And right now, LeBron James have pissed me off to the level I don't know anymore. I don't know. Let's start this shit off. If you go back in the list, let's talk about Game 5. They didn't fucking win Game 5. No, they didn't win Game 5. And when they didn't win Game 5, I was just like the rest of y'all motherfuckers. I was making excuses for LeBron. I was making excuses for this punk ass motherfucker. But it's clearly him! It's clearly him fucking up! It is clearly LeBron James fucking up. I was like everyone else. I was like, Shaq is slowing them down. I said, you know, maybe if they didn't get Shaq, things would have been a little bit different. Maybe if this happened. And then I sat down, maybe it's a team effort. And it was. Let's break the shit down. They took out Shaq in game five and put in Big Z. I can't pronounce his last name. You know the fuck I'm talking about. The other center, name starts with a Z, from Serbia, whatever the fuck he's from. This motherfucker can't run. He can't jump. He can't defend, but somehow, in their infinite wisdom, they put him against Kevin Garnett, the most defensive motherfucker who ever played the game of basketball! But that's okay. That's okay. I let that shit slide. I let the shit slide. Another thing. In that same game, they put in Mo Williams, Deontay West, and Anthony Parker. They put three guards in the game with LeBron and fucking Big Z, the motherfucker who couldn't do anything. Now, having a bunch of guards ain't that bad. Unless you're going against Paul Pierce, who's 6'6", Ray Allen, who's 6'4", Tony Allen, who's 6'8". You know what? Something just occurred to me. Boston couldn't have gave a fuck. In that game, Boston knew they had it won because I'm just looking at the niggas they put in. Ray Allen, Tony Allen. All your name had to be was Allen, and you could have shat on Mo Williams. You could have shitted on him. fuck it, Ray Allen, Tony Allen, Marcus Allen, Byron Allen, Woody Allen, Debbie Allen, fucking Ethan Allen. All you had to do is have a last name fucking Allen, and you would have shitted on this motherfucker. But, you know what? Still made excuses for him. Still just holding out hope, making excuses for him. And then game 6 happened. There's no more excuses after that fucking game. LeBron James shat in the bed. I couldn't even blame nobody else. It was solely his fucking fault. I'm tired of this shit. I'm tired of seeing LeBron James do... And you're thinking, Sam, you weren't even rooting for him. Why are you so pissed off? LeBron James owes me 288 fucking minutes. When I saw LeBron versus Boston, I'm a Boston fan. I'm a Boston fan because them niggas the truth. I've been saying it, but I like LeBron. And I thought this was going to be a good series. Bullshit. Me and Boston said it that way. Bullshit. This ain't no good series. Because, well, shit, all they had is LeBron. And you know what? I'm treating LeBron right now. I'm getting off. I'm making a statement. I'm getting off the LeBron bandwagon. I'm getting off. I can't wear my LeBron jersey. I can't wear my LeBron shirt no more. Because he hurt me. He hurt me. I'm treating him like a bad cell phone plan. I will not renew his ass. And we finna go to the next one. He owes me 288 minutes. That is the amount of minutes that all 6 games was. I sat down and watched this shit all 6 fucking games. And I watched everything. Now I go back in my mind, and if LeBron, if you, off the off shot chance you listening to this, let me tell you why Boston beat you. Let's start right here. Boston is a racist fucking city. You gotta be tough to be a black guy in Boston. You gotta be. Everything about Boston, even their sports teams, have over white friendly names. Like the Celtics. You know what a fucking Celtic is? An Irish guy. You never heard anything called Black Irish? No, because Irish are the whitest white guys you can ever get. There's only 13 black people that live in Boston, and they all play for the fucking Celtics. Another thing, you should have saw this shit coming. They're tough. Everybody on the fucking Celtics, yeah, they may be an old team, but everybody on the Celtics has done what the fuck you did. Two MVPs, LeBron. It's fucking good, LeBron. How many defensive awards does Kevin Garnett have? Paul Pierce. MVP, he may not have did it consecutively, but he got 2 MVPs. Ray Allen. This nigga made movies about his jump shot. And I'm not even finna go on to the rest of them. So, Boston is a racist city. I wanna be a world traveler. I will not go to Boston. I take that back. I wanna go to Boston for one fucking reason, and that's to visit the Sam Adams Brewery. Mainly because they come out with a new beer every week. And I need to know how the fuck they do it. They adding fruit in the beer. They got something called cherry wheat. That's the shit. But I tell you what, I will not stay overnight in that fucking racist ass city. I will drink myself drunk and get my ass back on the plane. Cause I'm not strong enough to be in Boston. Kevin Garnett is. Not me, nigga. Not me. So, fucking LeBron James. And you cost me money, dog. I sat down on my, and I'm pissed because I knew the shit was going to go down. I knew this shit. That's why I'm apologizing to Dave Brown, because he warned me this shit was going to happen. He's not living up to the fucking hype. Another thing about Cleveland. Cleveland sucks. If you listen to me, LeBron, get the fuck out of Cleveland. Don't go to racist ass Boston. Boston racist to the point they food even racist. Boston is known for clam chowder. That is the whitest soup you can get. That everything about clam chowder is white. You can't even burn clam chowder. That's how white the shit is. Another one, Boston baked beans. Every baked bean I've ever had at every picnic, at every time I've ever been, has been brown. But the goddamn candy company from Boston will not even let you have brown beans. Them motherfuckers are red. How you gonna bake something and turn red? I'm a little upset, y'all. Me and Cap, hold on, let me get a little sip of that Cap. And a lot of people think Cap is talking right now. This is not fucking Cap. This is just pure on. I'm upset about the shit. This is not the podcast if you want to see upset shit. Fucking LeBron. Get the fuck out of Cleveland, LeBron. I talked about this early on my podcast that it ain't shit to do in Cleveland. It ain't. The entire fucking city of Cleveland shuts down at 10 p.m. I mean, you should see it. They talk about, well, at the Cavs game, the Q set another attendance record for 20,000 motherfucking people being at the Q to see LeBron play. Reason why the Q has 20,000 people in it, sell it out every night, because it ain't shit else to do! It ain't shit else to do! Get the fuck out of Cleveland, LeBron! Every sports team in Cleveland suck. Collectively, they haven't won a fucking title since 1964. That means the last time the last time you see Cleveland bringing home a championship of any kind, baseball, basketball, football, whatever, you're either 60s years old or dead. You're either 60s year old or dead. Cause there's no way in hell the Browns is winning a Super Bowl. You get that shit off your mind. Cleveland, if Game 5 and 6 was any indication of how to fuck y'all in a play, they're not getting a championship anytime soon. And the Cleveland Indians, I kind of forgot they existed. If I wasn't watching fucking SportsCenter, I would have forgot about they ass. So, LeBron, get the fuck out of Cleveland. I say this because I want to root for you, but if you playing this shitty, I can't. I can't. You all hype. You all hype, LeBron. Only motherfucker. You know what? You got this shit. If you suck, LeBron, this is what you do. Stop drawing attention to yourself. Every game, you start off with the fucking Peruvian Celtic winning powder or whatever the fuck you throw in the air. Stop drawing attention to yourself. They call Lucky Charms for a reason, LeBron. That means you win games. The second time you lost a game, you stop doing that shit. Stop drawing attention to your ass. Dwight Howard. Dwight Howard is the only motherfucker on a Gatorade commercial that don't say shit. Why? Because he doesn't think he suck, but he's not finna fucking jinx it. Another motherfucker. D-Wade had the damn commercials about him and T-Mobile. When he start losing, you stop seeing those T-Mobile commercials. Stop drawing attention to your losing ass. And I wouldn't be so mad if this was a one-time thing. This shit happened last year! This shit happened last year, LeBron. You just walked out of the fucking building before somebody could talk to your crying ass. Shit! Piss me off. Wasting 13 fucking minutes of this podcast telling you that you suck, nigga. You hype! Everything about you is hype! Sounded like a fucking jilted lover over here. I was lied to. I don't even want to drink Gatorade no more. Drink it, Captain Morgan. Shit. Alright. To be completely fair, all of this shit isn't because of LeBron James. I'm a little upset because on the way to what after the game, I went out with my girl to the motherfucker's house I could have got the money from. So if that don't piss you off already, on the drive back home, I'm listening to the radio. And then this motherfucker Jasmine Sullivan comes on. You know the fucking song. I bust your windows out the car. You know what? Let's turn on that shit right now. Let's turn on that shit right now. So y'all know what I'm talking about.
I box the windows out your car.
Okay, let's turn this shit off. Let's turn this shit off. Alright, by now y'all should know what the fucking song I'm talking about. My girl was in the passenger seat of the car loving the fucking song. I know this is an old song by now, but just, motherfucker, you do me wrong. I'm busting all the windows out your fucking car. I say this to say one thing. Ladies, you gotta stop supporting this shit. You gotta stop supporting this shit, alright? Why? Because you're gonna get your ass kicked. I mean, let me break this shit down. The song is about a girl who her man was doing her wrong, to get even, you know he's doing him wrong, but to get even, you broke his fucking car. And even in a fucking song, you say it didn't help shit. If you know my man is fucked up, stop being with his ass. Walk the fuck away. And it pissed me off the fucking double standards of this fucking song is because I'm just listening to the song and I'm just imagining the shit. I'm just imagining shit ain't work out with the girl and I gotta come back outside. Broken windows, broken fucking headlight. The woman keyed my fucking car. She get the key and carve her goddamn name in there. And to the side of the car, Keisha did this shit! And it just infuriate. You know what, women? When y'all do shit like this, this is shit totally acceptable. I'm not saying men should hit women. I'm not saying that shit. I'm not saying that shit. But this is totally acceptable for a fucking two-piece combination, motherfucker. This can get you to the front of the line of a two-piece combination. Just hearing just the uppityness of this bitch just singing about fucking my man shit up. And I know it's a double standard because if a woman fucks with a guy's car, house, clothes, whatever she fucks with, it's just you risk going to jail, bitches. Women, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said bitches, but that's how I feel. You're fucking with it's not revenge. That's you fucking up somebody's shit. You're risking going to jail. No, you're not, because if a woman fucks up some of a man's, it's comical. When it comes down to the cops, they laughing at the shit. The fact that you in the precinct filling out paperwork about the shit is so beneath the cops' time. They're laughing at you. Meanwhile, if I did this shit, I can probably knock out a headlight, then the alarm comes on, and I gotta wear one of those fucking cat suits from the Dead Presidents movie, have my face all painted up, and I gotta run while the car alarm's going off and I gotta make it to my house, and then I gotta face a cop and I gotta act like I've been watching TV for the last 8 hours. It's too much. I mean, just some people, just some women, when y'all do this shit, it's just, you know what I thought of right now? I know I ain't the only one who think like this. I know, and I'm finna do something on this podcast because I apparently have a voice, and I have been neglecting a huge part of my demographic, and that's fucking psychos. I said it last time, this shit may end with a Rothschild talking on his fucking walkie-talkie while putting two in me, or I may end up like fucking Woody Harrelson from 2012, where it's just me on the top of a mountain, and the world's about to end, and I'm just yelling at this fucking podcast to the last 12 listeners I got left. So, I'm gonna throw something out there. We're gonna suspend Action League for a second. Why? Because Action League is positive. It's positive. It's about positive men doing some positive shit. I'm sorry. We're gonna suspend it. I appreciate all my Action League motherfuckers. Keep y'all letters coming. I will read them. I may even dedicate an entire show with nothing but Action League. But for right now, I'm gonna suspend that shit. I'm gonna suspend it so I can talk to my psychos. The people I wouldn't let in Action League, this is your time. This is your time to rise up. I'm not saying it's okay to hit women. But what I'm saying is, if y'all had a similar scenario of the fucking bust your windows out, I'll play this shit and talk over it. If y'all had a similar scenario of this shit, all you wanted to do is break away from this crazy bitch. That's all you wanted to do. You wanted to look, you saw the shit coming. Last show, I talked about the man. I talked about white people when they finna fight. Talking about, I see your hand. You saw her fucking hand. You saw her motherfucking hand. And you said, I gotta get out of this relationship. And this bitch just wouldn't let you have it. She wouldn't let you walk off scot-free. And you walk in, and then you got a Camaro with no fucking back seat. Because she wouldn't let you go. So I know y'all had some shit like that, and y'all had to deal with it. And shit worthy of a two-piece combination. So I know y'all got stories like that. So give me those stories. I don't know what the fuck I'm going to call it. I'm not going to call it Action League. But all my psychos, all my psychotic son bitches that said this shit is vengeful and it's not ready for Action League, y'all can write on this shit. Let me know a situation in which the woman that you were with was totally deserving of a two-piece combination. And for extra credit, let me know the two-piece combination you would do. Alright, you know what? I'm finna get the fucking ball rolling on this one. I'm so hot about this shit. Shit! So hot about this. Just knowing y'all have this shit. This vagina-friendly bullshit that's coming to y'all. Let me let y'all in on a little story. Let's have Cap help me. Hold on, let me take a sip. I remember a little bit. I was before I was with my current chick, I was at a bar. And it was one of my neighborhood, everyone has their hang spot. When you have a bar, you have your bar. And this was my fucking bar. And I was at the bar, we chilling, we all having a good time. And I saw this nice, nice piece of ass that walked in. And I mean nice. I mean, you could fucking bounce a quarter off her ass. That's what I'm talking about. Who was wearing jeans. Where, you ever see this is before Apple Bottom, like, really hit his stride. I don't know what the fucking jeans they were, but the jeans that make a circumference at the bottom of the ass and it just cup it, where it makes you think about fucking her immediately. That's what I'm talking about right there. And big ass jeans wearing girl, who I immediately made a run at, had a ugly ass friend. And this ugly ass friend just sat at the bar nursing everyone's drink. Big ass girl got on the dance floor. My non-dancing ass got over there and chatted her up. And I mean really, not really throwing game at her, just chatting her up because that's all I got, nigga. If I can't do anything, I can fucking talk. This woman found me to be fucking charming and start giving me the time of day. And in the middle of closing the deal, what you do, what every guy does, you offer to buy her a drink. She accepted. I had my good friend Cap in my hand, and I went to go get her some froofy apple martini bullshit. I get to the bar, and I run into ugly friend. It's a crowded bar, so I have to reach over ugly friend to get her friend the fucking apple bullshit that she's drinking while I got Cap. What this ugly bitch does, she, even though I had to reach over to give the bartender my money and keep the tab open and just say put it on my tab and get the drinks and all that shit, I didn't, not in the bitch get out of the way, I just said excuse me, because when I go out I try to be as polite as humanly possible. Because, let's face it, I'm out to have a good time just like y'all having a good time. I don't want no shit. I get the apple martini back to the girl, and I'm chatting her over. And then I'm approached by this big 6'5 cornbread-eating fucking bouncer who said, I was causing havoc with the ugly bitch. The ugly bitch lied on me so I wouldn't talk to her highly attractive friend and got my ass kicked out of the bar. And I got kicked out of the bar that night. And to add insult to injury, this bitch ordered more drinks on my tab. So when I go back the next week to my friendly neighborhood bar, I had to pay $70 of drinks that I didn't even drink. That's worth a fucking two-piece combination. And I'm not different from y'all. I'm a goddamn psycho, just like the motherfuckers who emailed me. I tried the last couple weeks to be high and mighty and look, have the bright side and get the action league going. But I can't deny my psychotic roots. I can't deny this shit. I wanted to give this bitch a two-piece combination, but obviously they wasn't there a week later. And I ended up paying the fucking money. But if I did, just like I want to give y'all extra credit. So if I did find this motherfucker, I would, my two-piece combination that I went down in my mind about this shit, I would have jabbed with my left just to kind of lure her in, and then come over the top with an overhand fucking right, knocking her on the ground. I'm talking some Lennox Lewis shit. Over, jab to overhand fucking right. I'm talking Lennox Lewis shit. The shit he won the goddamn title with. I would've did that shit. So, that's what I would've did. And don't act like, okay, granted, I'm sipping Captain Morgan as I'm going down memory lane about this shit. But don't act like I'm the only fucking one who has these thoughts, man. I actually had one of these fucking thoughts the other day. It was like a day after, and I'm still hot about the fucking Jasmine Sullivan song, knowing that this shit exists. I'm still hot about LeBron James just fucking me up. I could have been $100 richer on some shit I already knew. I would have won back the Mayweather money and then doubled it. I would have won this shit back. Okay. I would have won back. I'm trying. Cap is mellowing me out because I'm still kind of hot about this. But I would have won the shit back. I really would have. But I have those thoughts. I know I'm not the only one. I saw just a gang. I don't know what the fuck was going on. I was driving down the street and I just saw a gang of fucking women just on the fucking street. I don't know if it was a concert. I think I was driving down downtown. So I don't know if it was a game. I don't know what the fuck was going down, but I just saw a gang of motherfuckers. And you had those thoughts. You had those thoughts when you're driving. You just think like, if you think like I think, you just like, the only thing separating me from running these motherfuckers over is a little white line. Is a little fucking white line. It's the only thing separating me from, like, if you driving, your hands are supposed to be at 10 and 2. 10 and 2, everybody's safe. If I would have moved that bitch to 3 and 9, shit, who knows? 10 and 2, regular ass motherfucking Sam, just angry on a podcast. 3 and 9, I'm on a cover of every fucking newspaper. I'm on the news. I'm on all this shit. And let's face it, y'all motherfuckers would have sold me out. Like, yeah, I listen to his podcast. It's a matter of fucking time. It's a matter of fucking time. 10 and 2, everybody's safe. 3 and 9, fucking 10 o'clock news, 11 o'clock news. I'm on a cover of fucking Newsweek. Everyone knows who the fuck I am. Jasmine Sullivan would have made a new song that says, I'm fucking sorry, Sam. Don't hunt me down. 10 and 2, no one knows me. 3 and 9, I would have rammed this bitch in the middle of a woman's shelter. Speaking of a woman's shelter, you know what? I'm not saying it's okay to hit women. Pardon, I know how I sound right now. That's because I'm angry. I'm not saying it's okay to hit women. That shit is not kosher. But y'all do some shit that deserves a two-piece combination. That's all I'm saying. That's all the fuck I'm saying. And maybe half the bitches in a female shelter is totally deserving of being there. Maybe they try some shit. Some nigga want to leave. The nigga want to leave. If he want to leave, let him go. Men, we came up with the direct opposite of that song. We done with the shit, we walk away. We're not trying to ruin your shit. We're not trying to break your shit. What's the song that says, girl, I gotta go, I can't stay. He can't fucking deal with your shit, so he left. Alright. We are, what, 35 minutes into this shit? I'm going to try to answer some questions. I just had to get that shit off my chest, man. I know, I want your stories. So, give me a story, and give me the fucking two-piece combination you would use. Email me at justtalkingwithsam@gmail.com. justtalkingwithsam@gmail.com. I know I'm not the only motherfucker. No G in Just Talking with Sam. justtalkingwithsam@gmail.com. I'm gonna take a Captain Morgan break, and I'm going to try to piece this shit together to try to make this the fucking happy podcast that you're fucking used to. I'm going to try and do this. I'm going to somehow parlay this anger, hatred, and rage of the fact I want to give a two-piece combination to Jasmine Sullivan. I guess I'm throwing my girl under the bus. My girl for liking it. I don't know. It's a lot of rage in this show. It's a lot of anger. Shit. Last week, not even gonna try to pretend like I'm happy about this shit. Alright, let me one more sip of cap, and we're gonna try to get back into the show. And for the motherfuckers who tried me, and probably tried this drinking game out in this show, I'm fucking sorry, because there's no way in hell you're walking. There's no way in hell you're walking. You're probably on the ground right now. Until you move, fuck LeBron James. Okay. Also, Boston will go to the finals. I'm just throwing that out there. Because the same racism and hatred that got them this far will fuel them to the finals. And I'm going to go on record and say this shit again. Phoenix versus the Lakers. I'm pulling for Phoenix. I like Kobe, but fucking Phoenix got a good program. And if Phoenix fucking let me down, you better believe there's going to be another fucking disclaimer on another goddamn podcast. So here we go. Here we go. We're going to try to answer some questions. Before I answer the question, we're going to kind of go back to Ben from last week, who mom's a cougar. And Ben, I took a consensus. It's a lot of people. We can't help you, but we do agree that weed will help you. We do all agree weed will help you, because there's no way in hell. I did talk to one woman whose mom's a cougar. And I don't know if this helps you, but Katie writes, my mom did the same thing a few years after my dad died. There's nothing that can help you. You just have to find a place in your mind where you're okay with it. And that's all I can tell you. She says this in the email. Katie says this is it with the email. She's a woman. And she couldn't even deal with the shit. So, by you being a guy, you know, alright, Ben, hey, you say you went to college. I'm sure you are aware what it takes to fuck a woman. And you don't even want to envision that shit with your daddy. So, just imagine a nigga your age or probably younger doing that to your mama who can fuck you up. I can't help you. So, the consensus is out. Weed is where it's at. So, there you go. There you go. Okay. Okay. We're just shit. I'm done with that one. And okay. I'm gonna read the next question. Damn, I kind of want to help you, Ben, but I can't. I mean, what can I say? I would like to, but other than weed, there's really nothing I can say to you, sir. Good luck, buddy. Okay, let's move on to the next question. Josh writes, how do you know when you have a good woman? Okay, I can answer that question, Josh. It's simple. How do you know you have a good woman? You need to count the bitches you had before. And let me explain. I want to call this a rating system. If you got a bitch, I just mean somebody you just fuck and that's what it is, they probably only have one good quality about them. So I want you to imagine, so you can find a bitch that can cook, you can find a bitch that's good with kids, you can find a bitch that's good with driving, good with whatever the thing is. So you know you got a good woman if you count the number of bitches that your woman replace. So my woman, now I'm proud to say this, my woman is worth about 7, maybe 8 bitches. And that's a good woman from what I know. Obviously, this rating system goes up depending on the status of you. I'm a regular dude. So 7, 8 bitches doing shit for me is pretty good. It's pretty damn good. And I can have all 7, 8 bitches in this one person. So I don't even have to have mouths to feed from the 7 bitches. Well, granted, you shouldn't feed them no way. But I don't know. Maybe it's me. I feel sorry. Like I talked to you. I just said a few minutes ago in the club. You know, they're worth a drink. So that's 7, 8 drinks I don't have to buy. That's 7, 8 more Captain Morgans coming right to me. So yeah, that's a good rating system. So I want you to sit down, Josh. And I want you to think about what it is that you do. So if you are an extraordinary gentleman and you are a high status dude, maybe 7, 8 bitches ain't working for you. Maybe you need a woman that's worth about 15 bitches. Maybe, I don't know who you are. Maybe you're a billionaire. And for some reason, well, you know, you listen to the show and you stumbled on this shit. You happen to like it. And you're known for getting bitches. So maybe you need a bitch that's worth 100. You need worth 100. But I'm content with my 7, 8 until I, you know, fucking find better. And maybe that's the rating system you need to have. That's a good rating system. That's a good rule of thumb. Just count the people that she can replace. I'm sure that somewhere in your lifetime you ran into, all right, well, I'm dating this girl. I just want to fuck, but, you know, she can cook. Well, just count those qualities. And if your woman has those qualities, you know, maybe you got a good woman. And if you don't, well, that's your answer right there. That's your answer. So, count the bitches, Josh. Hope that helps. Okay. Shit. Alright, first of all, before I jump into more questions, I hope this isn't an excuse. I gotta talk to the psychos again. I gotta talk to my psychopathic listeners who listen to me. This isn't an excuse to go out and start shit with women just so you can give them a two-piece combination. So, I just need to put that disclaimer out there. That doesn't mean you start shit. Okay. Because, you know, some women organically are worth a two-piece combination. You know who I'm talking about. You know if you're listening. The women listening knowing, what the fuck, I did something that's fucked up. You should have hit me. I deserve some fucking hitting. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. But it's deserving of it. That's the key I want to make. It's deserving of a two-piece combination. I'm telling you, man, I would do some Lennox Lewis shit. I mean, just fucking jab, overhand right, fucking knockout. And I'd walk away. I would sleep like a fucking baby that night. If you fuck me up, I can't, you know, there's a piece of me that's still with that motherfucker who made me pay for the fucking drinks that I don't even remember buying. Oh my god, there's a piece of me still fucking there, man. I wouldn't say I hit her now, but right then, well, who am I kidding? Maybe 4 or 5 caps in me. Who knows? But for right now, I'm cool, level-headed, had a couple years to think about the shit. It may be a humorous story that I just, I don't know, that I tell a podcast listeners. If someone told me back then, Sam, you're going to have a podcast in a few years, and you could tell this story on the podcast and make a couple of people Tuesday morning or whenever the hell they listen to this podcast go a little bit better or worse. You heard the fuck I had said at the beginning of this shit. I probably wouldn't fucking believe you. Mainly because back then I didn't know what a fucking podcast was. It wasn't a lot of those out there. Now is an endless wasteland of fucking podcasts. Everybody I know who's something about something has a podcast and, or has been on one or know what it is. So, yeah, maybe. Who knows? But I'm just throwing it out there. That doesn't mean go start shit. That doesn't mean that. Don't do that shit. Cause I gotta throw a disclaimer out there. Cause I got crazies listening. Just being honest. I'm gonna try to parlay this shit into another question. Okay. I got a woman. Tisha writes, "Every one of my friends have been sexually harassed at work. I've never had this experience. What are your thoughts on this, Sam?" Oh, Tisha, you picked the wrong fucking show. That's my thought. Number one thought. Okay. All your friends have been sexually harassed at work? Let me explain why they've been sexually harassed, Tisha. Mainly because either you got hoary friends or they're just fucking cute. Well, then again, or you're ugly. There's option number three. Because no one harasses an ugly girl. Because even if you did sexually harass an ugly girl, nobody would fucking believe you. What are you getting out of the situation? What are you getting? Debbie from accounting? No one fucks with Debbie from accounting. Not one person. Now that, and no one fucks with people from accounting. All the people who will be sexually harassed are front and center. They are personal assistants. They're the receptionists who just got their titties done. They got a new boob job. They're being harassed. I don't know where you work, but the reason you haven't been harassed, either you're ugly, you're not a whore, or nobody want to fuck with you. They just don't. Maybe you give off that oh so lesbian vibe where, you know, where no, alright. Let me put you in the mind of a harasser. What a sexual harasser would do is look for cute shit. They look for the big booty girl. They look for the girl with big titties. They look for the girl with a nice waist. They look for that shit. And then they fuck with them because if you're harassing them, it turns into sex. You gotta turn it into sex. Now, if you think people are fucking with you, that's because you got a stank-ass attitude, Tisha. That's why. You're not being sexually harassed, you're just being harassed. People just trying to get your point across while you trying to tell them what to do. That's another thing. If you don't have a good attitude, we don't want to fucking harass you. We don't want to fucking harass you. Mainly because, you know, you throw out the, guys kind of, we fuck with you. Okay. Perfect example. When you was a little kid in kindergarten, you never told the girl you liked her. If you liked the little girl in kindergarten, what you do, you grab some Play-Doh and you slap her in the back of the fucking head. and then you laugh as she tries to pick the Play-Doh out of her fucking hair. That's what you do. That's how you like the motherfucker. See, Tisha, since nobody talked to you, nobody likes you. Nobody, well, at least no one likes you sexually. So you should be looking in the mirror and saying, what's wrong with you? Or count your blessings. If the talk shows is any indication, why would you want to be sexually harassed? People, they get on there and they say, I've been harassed and some dude whipped his dick out and put it in my face and I was traumatized. Yeah, I liked him 4 minutes before then. No, let me explain. Sexual harassment is, for lack of a better term, relative. Because now bitches are getting crazy with sexual harassment. I wish we lived in the fucking 70s. Not for the racial angle. I don't want that shit. I don't want the 70s. I just want the 70s, 60s business sense where it was, when you was harassed, nigga, the dick showed up. Somebody whipped their dick out. Somebody just put a finger up your ass. They did something that means harassment. Now harassment is so loose of a term where you say, hey, Susan, nice shirt. What the fuck you mean, nice shirt? You looking at my titties? And then you have to sit down in an 8-hour sexual harassment class because you just happened to like the fucking polo shirt and you was trying to work up enough courage to ask where she bought it so you could buy your wife and or girlfriend one. You can tell when the motherfucker's talking from personal experience, can't y'all? Can't y'all? I gave y'all a little bit of Sam, but let's face it, man. I'm 9, maybe 10 shows into this shit. Y'all know how I was gonna act. The niggas who saw this, y'all know, y'all saw the writing on the fucking wall. You did. So Tisha, the reason you wasn't harassed is because you may have a stank attitude. I'm not saying you do, Tisha. But what I'm saying to you is, you may be in danger of one. Look, don't write me an angry letter and get in that two-piece combination list. I'm just saying, you may want to look within. Are your girls flirty? Are your girls who got sexual harassment flirty? Do they fuck with guys? Do they try to grab dick? I don't know what they do, but whatever it is, you're not doing it. So count your blessings, but then again, you may want to look into this because I'm pretty sure. Hey, let's cut the bullshit. Every female has a rape fantasy, and you're not getting those needs met, are you? So maybe the problem is you, Tisha. And you wasn't really clear on this letter. Is that something you want, or I'm not really sure. But this is my thoughts on it, and this is reason why that's not happening. I think I answered your question. So, I wasted so much time on LeBron. I think I'm out of time. So, we're at the point where I gotta end the show. So please, all questions, comments, Action League, even my two-piece club. I guess we would call it Two Piece Club for right now until we can think of a better name. All my psychos, please email me your stories, your letters, your comments at justtalkingwithsam@gmail.com. justtalkingwithsam@gmail.com. I want to close by saying that doesn't mean go off and start shit, psych. I know I have a bunch of psychotic listeners. I know this. So that doesn't mean go start shit. That doesn't mean actually hit these motherfucking women. That doesn't mean, I'm just saying, the shit has to be deserving of a two-piece combination. Deserving is the key word in that sentence. I know I'm gonna start some shit. I know it's people probably thinking about some shit right now that is deserving of a two-piece combination. But that doesn't mean go do the shit. I'm still, look, just like goddamn Jasmine Sullivan song, this podcast, yeah, I got a lot of anger out, but it didn't solve shit. I'm still broke. I can't go back in time. I think I could call, do you think if I could call Mr. Peabody to fire up the fucking Wayback Machine, I would go back to last fucking Tuesday and make that bet, and I would be $100 richer. Had I did that, there would be no angry podcast right now. There would be no angry. I would have my money. I would be probably spending the money on some shit I want right now. But I didn't do that shit. So, it's just a cause and effect thing. My psychotic people, don't be that affected by doing the cause of hitting someone in the they may deserve it! They may deserve a two-piece combination. Don't do it. Get your anger out. Get on your computer. Get on that email. Email me at justtalkingwithsam.com. And I think that's it for the week. So, I will holler at y'all next week. Hopefully, next week, it'll be a better show. So, that's all I got. I will holler at y'all next week. Keep those letters coming. Just talk with Sam at gmail.com. And I'll see y'all later.